gets a phone call from Pegasus Software, who were impressed with his programming skills with the Atari 800. But he's too young. So a few months go by, and a ring-a-ding on his birthday, he picks up the phone, and Pegasus offers Tim Kaine a job at just 16 years old.
Yeah, he was really into pencil and paper RPGs, but D&D was his first love. Ken, did you ever play D&D?
I didn't. Pencil and paper RPGs either. I did spend math class sophomore year ignoring the teacher to make a Doctor Who Chose Your Own Adventure story on my T83 calculator, though.
Flash forward a few years, he gets his master's degree and gets hired by Interplay in 1991 as a contractor when they had just like 40 employees. By the time he left in 1998, they had over 600 people.
I appreciate the little history lesson, considering I never played and know next to nothing about Fallout 1 and 2, but where the hell is this place, Dave?
Let me check the map.
Did you draw that on a napkin?
Well, the guy who gave me directions to the place is a mega Fallout fan, but a little weird, I guess. Let's see, should be over this way, past the stream.
So how did the franchise start, anyway? By the time my family could afford a computer, we were moving away from isometric games. The only one I played top-down was Total Annihilation. I started out with Fallout 3 and fell in love.
Yeah, so early in 1994, he starts working on this engine in his spare time. There's like no budget, no team, no nothing. He didn't even have time to write reports to the higher-ups. It was just him. Because it was just him producing it, with Interplay giving him carte blanche, he wasn't even allowed to talk to other staff during the day so as not to piss off the other producers there.
Yeah, I'd heard he'd hang out in the conference room after work with boxes of pizza and lured in other developers in their spare time. He didn't use an existing engine. He built it himself.
It's amazing how loosey-goosey the whole thing was for what this started.
Yeah, it was almost canceled twice. It was a miracle it launched at all. Completely influenced games like XCOM and Crusader, their Wasteland game, and even the Ultima series.
I was watching a GDC Vault video interview with him from 2014, and he talked about how the staff loved weird steampunky film, City of Lost Children.
Love that movie. I remember watching it in high school, and I'd never seen anything like it. It was steampunk before steampunk was steampunk.
So it's just him, all by himself, stressed out, trying to breathe life into this thing, and finally came out with a prototype in 1994. On the original Fallout game disc, you can actually find it and play it as a cool little Easter egg.
Hold up. Fence. Trespassers will be prosecuted to the furthest extent of the law. You sure this place is abandoned, Dave?
Yeah, totally. No one comes out here anymore.
You know, when you said you wanted to show us the real Appalachia, I didn't think we'd be traipsing around the woods all night.
Nah, this'll be fantastic.
So what's the story with this place?
Well, after the launch of Fallout 1, Interplay really brought in a lot of people to develop it in new directions, and suddenly it's a AAA game. Feels like he lost control of his creation, so walks away. Interplay later on wasn't doing so hot. Saddled with debt and facing bankruptcy, they sold their Fallout property to Bethesda Softworks in 2007. And so began a legal dispute between them and Bethesda for the next 3 years. During that time, Kaine had a getaway retreat built over here, and it was rumored had stashed away all kinds of Fallout merch over time. Eventually, he stopped coming out, though, and the place was abandoned.
Can you imagine if that stuff is still in there?
I don't know. More likely the place has been broken into and trashed by drunk teenagers.
I don't think so. It's pretty remote. Woods are pretty thick back here, so you can't even see it via satellite. Hey, look up there. A clearing.
Check that out. It looks like a mini Red Rocket sign. Oh, damn, it's all rusted.
Oh,
no.
What happened?
Place must have been burned to the ground. Not much left.
Just a pile of burned out lumber. Looks pretty grown over. Probably happened quite a while ago.
Hey, look down there in the cellar hole. What is that?
It looks like a sub-basement.
Oh, I'm gonna go check that out.
Are you sure that's a good idea? The structure doesn't look very stable.
Sure, what's the worst that could... Ow.
You all right?
Yeah, there's... Guys, you need to come down here right now.
What is it?
You need to see this for yourselves.
It's a vault door. Like a proper Fallout door.
A scale model of Vault 13's door.
Talk about commitment to a vision. Hey, look, the control panel is still blinking.
This can't be a real vault, though, right? Can it?
One way to find out.
This is insane. He built an actual vault.
Yeah, let's check it out. You guys see a light switch anywhere?
Here's something.
Okay, I'm gonna fangirl here for a moment. Look at all this stuff.
Oh, look at this plasma pistol.
Here are robes from the followers of the apocalypse.
A full set of power armor. I wonder if it'll fit one of us.
Hey, there's some equipment over here. Looks like broadcasting equipment. Still looks good.
Hey, look here. It's a full-scale Mr. Handy.
What's it made out of? PVC?
No, it's... No, metal. It, oh, it's heavy. Looks like there's some loose wiring here. Let me see if...
Rebooting. Rebooting. Core memory. Fatal error. Initializing core memory. Factory reset in progress. Please stand by.
No way. It's a working Mr. Handy. How much do you think that thing cost?
Cost? Knowing Tim, he probably built it by hand.
I never knew I wanted something so badly until it stands before me. I need one in my life.
Factory reset complete.
Good evening, masters. How may I assist you?
Can you understand us?
You are speaking English, aren't you?
Yes.
And I'm speaking English?
Yeah.
Congratulations! We're clearly communicating, sir.
He's kind of sassy. I love it.
Did Tim just abandon you here?
Tim? I don't know a Tim. My internal chronometer indicates an error length of time between my last active state. Previous memory engrams were damaged. A factory reboot has reset me to the default.
What do you do? What can you do?
I generally float around this place talking to myself and periodically wave my metal arms around to make it look like I have a purpose.
At last, Mr. Robots has a real freaking robot.
Hey, I just had a wild idea.
Uh-huh, so did I.
And me.
What if we got that broadcasting and recording equipment going and come down here once a month or so? We three all have very separate areas of expertise when it comes to the game, lore, community, inspirations, gameplay, narrative, insight, etc. It would be a monthly show with maybe a bonus episode if there's a big update.
We could talk about Fallout, we could bring some guests down here, talk about builds, playstyles.
We catch up on the latest news at Bethesda, explore what's going on in the community.
I know quite a few people. It'd be awesome to create a show that tells the story of the community itself. Role players, faction leaders, fellow podcasters.
This is going to be amazing. So, what should we call it?
Fallout Monthly?
Reclamation Day, or Country Roads. End them with a Fallout 76 podcast.
I think that might lock us into 76 alone. It'd be great to represent all Fallout games.
Well, really, this is about bringing everyone together and all aspects of the game together, like a junction. Fallout Junction.
That sounds like we'd have to break periodically for Conway Twitty to do some songs.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
No, it's more like a hub.
Yes, like the hub from the original games.
The Fallout hub.
That's it.
That's perfect. We each have our own spokes.
You three should just call it Fall In. That's how you got into this place.
It's settled. Let's start cleaning this place up.
Someone pass me a broom for me to awkwardly handle with these pincher hands.
You're a legend.
The Fallout Hub coming soon to Robots Radio. Love it.
Broadcasting deep underground in an undisclosed location, the Fallout Hub is your source for community news, tips, gameplay, and discussion. Hosted by Mr. Robots of the Fallout Lorecast, Dave Chaffins of Vault Boys West Virginia, and Kenneth Vigue of Chad, a Fallout 76 podcast. Join us for our first episode, arriving Saturday, February 8th at 8 a.m.